Good afternoon. The time is now 3 minutes past 12, and that you are listening to Keeping Track right here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station, with Juliana here. Today is the 21st of February, 2023. And, you know, this month just feel like that. I didn't even see how this month just went by, just like that. So by Tuesday is already end of the month, and we are already in March. So I think this year is really going by very, very fast. Well, today we are going to talk about something that we're just trying to understand certain things in Namibia, because I see a lot of people are saying they want to be like for everyone to be free to have access to apprenticing more than one wife, and that is we're going to be talking about polygamy, and that is in Namibia. And people want to find out, is polygamy legal? We know that by law, we know that it is not really it is legal in Namibia, but that is now when it comes to, it's under the customary law, as we spoke about the law of our country the other day, and we say that the customary law is a law that deals with that, you know, the traditional leaders, that has to do with that traditional and all these things where I spoke about that. This has to do with the kings, and then the headmans, and all the leaders, or the traditional leaders. So this is when you say that it is legal to say, but it's only they say that, because if you search, they'll tell you that it's only legal when you proclaim and when you declare that yes, you are in a polygamy, relationship. And, where we see that polygamy is actually really legal is, when we look at, Zambezi region, that's where we have, we experience polygamy, because maybe the differences of culture. And in other countries like Nigeria, if you go there, there's they also believe in polygamy, where you see especially there's a tribe of the Hausa people that believe more in polygamy. They can have even 7, even 10 wives, and those are now in Africa. If we look at that, we have countries like Swaziland, where we also have polygamy there, and the leaders, especially like if it's kings or even presidents, can have more than one spouse. So that is now polygamy. And then now with the difference of the cultures in Namibia, because now a lot of people, especially young people, they want to apprentice, have what is this polygamy, so that at least they can also just get married to more than one wife, because apprentice, what if I have now, because apprentice now, because they feel like, okay, we have a lot of cases of the rape cases, we have a lot of cases where people, you know, this gender-based, where people are this suicide, this these killings of patient killing that is happening in the country because of relationships, because of where people are saying, no, this one has cheated, this one did this, this one did that. So they feel like, what if maybe just marry all those the ladies that they maybe love, and then have access to get all those wives. But now we know, we are going to now look at that. We have, in everything that we have, we do in life, we have advantages, we have disadvantages. So you can think of it to say that, no, if I do this, I'll solve this, patient killing. I'll solve this issue. I will do this and I'll do this and it will be better in life. But you must also think of it again on the other side. You know, we already have people that are not used, and they don't, there are a lot of people that do not believe this. They'll look at it as a taboo. There's different cultures that are like that. So, you know, already in this life, people don't really, already it's an issue if you already have, if you are cheating, it's a program already. So how do you think it's going to be? People can agree to say, yes, we agree to be married in a polygamy marriage. So where we can even be three, we can be four, we can be five. But now the issue comes here. What if, do you think, are you able, do you think those people will truly love each other as women? Will they love each other as they'll be in that house? Okay, now we have also, now we have issues of, when, you know, in Namibia, we, yesterday, as we were speaking about the economy of the country, we have now, we have to now look at also the economy, because when you are doing, if you want, you know, if there's polygamy now, with the economy of the country, because now, as I said, in Zambezi, people believe that at least a man can even take care of two wives and they will care for each other, all these things. Now we are looking at the economy, because as we spoke yesterday, we cannot just depend on the farms or the crops or the rain just for us to feed and all these things. So we have a lot of things we have to buy. You have to buy a lot of things. So you, in those marriages, you're still going to have children that are going to come out of there, and they have to go to school. Now, with the kind of economy that we have, are we not going to have a nation that is going to be crying out too much to the government? We are going to say the government should do this, the government, and then we'll not be able to do anything on our own. And the money that you are getting already, because as we said yesterday, every dollar counts. So you can't lose any money at all. So you have to come out with a lot of strategies in order for you guys to feed, in order for you guys to be able to survive. You need food. You need to eat. You need all those things. So won't it be so difficult for you as a person, as a man now, that will be taking care of all those people, and you want to get married to more than one wife? So is it, you know, other people will be looking at like, yes, we want that, especially young people, because maybe we also don't look at everything in life, because we need to make research of everything that we want to do in life. Because if you want to say that, okay, I'm going to be, traditionally, maybe there are people that already have wives in their village there or somewhere, and you want another wife again in the town where you are, and that is already polygamy. You are practicing that. Now you can't. That's why it's now illegal for you to take somebody to. You cannot take two wives and marry them in church. You cannot go and marry them in court. Maybe that is already against the law. You cannot have that. We have seen a lot of cases where people were, you know, were arrested, or they did because of they were married to two people. They maybe decided to say, some people lied about their marriage. Some people forged and they said that they died. Or some people, when they move to other countries, they still get married there. Why you have a wife here? Because in that country, you can get, because you are not married. But if you come back here, you know, you can't have two wives. That's a lot of people disappear and they don't come back. And those are the things. Now we look at those things as disadvantages already. Now we have, as I said, we have the economy that we are looking at now. We know that we are not okay at the moment. So if you managed and to have all those wives, because we know, as I said, in countries like Nigeria, they already believe that whoever, and that that's the same as people from Zambezi, you get pregnant, and that one is already your husband. So what happens now? You have all, maybe you impregnate a lot of women, maybe five of them. You are told that you have to keep them. They have to stay in their husband's house. There's no way parents don't want to keep them in their houses. So what are you going to do with this economy? You know, you have to feed, you have to buy food, and the food stuff is already expensive. And how will you manage? How will you handle a family with the economy? Will you be able to sustain all those children? What if you have a wife that gives birth to twins, and then triplets, and all these things? How are you going to take care of all those children with the economy? What if you start up a business, but the business will not even, you know, sustain you at the same time? And as we were looking at certain things when it comes to the economy, we say that even if you're in an area, maybe you don't have electricity and or maybe your electricity goes off all the time. We said every dollar counts because people will not now buy because you have to shut down because of that. It's either you close down. Let me say you don't have electricity for a whole week and people maybe are fixing it every time they're fixing it. And that whole week you made a lot of, you lost a lot of money. And in that way, you'll not be able to buy what amount of food are you going to buy every, maybe month or week or how days even, just for you to be able to feed. I know we say this, another advantage is, we have a lot of advantages can be that at least if you have your children, at least your children will be having their parents around them and they will not lack anything. At least they have a roof on their head and all these things. You just keep people together. But now we have also people, as I say, that they will not agree. As a woman will not agree to stay already in one place. We already have all those issues where women just don't like each other at all. That's what I'm saying. It's really not possible for if it Namibia, because it's already, if it was there before, if by law it was free from the beginning when we were young, at least people will understand it's like that. But now in life, where we people are and they are already educated, they have already experienced certain things, so it will be difficult for somebody to have agreement with somebody to say that yes, we are married, we are three, and let's just love each other, let's take care of each other. And then now it's going to have to, you're going to set up a timetable and you are going to have a house that has orders, you have rules, you are going to tell this one who cooks today, who cooks tomorrow, who does this. And it's going to be difficult if you now have wives that are in the house, maybe they were pregnant at the same time. How will you take care of them? What will you do? How will you, because every person has demands. This one wants this. This one, as I said, with the economy again, we have a lot of, pregnant women demand a lot of things. So what are you going to do? How will you, manage to buy clothes, food, and we are looking at the diapers of babies. They are very expensive. How will you manage all those things? So we have to look at all those kind of things. You know, we have already people that, as I said, in Namibia now, we have the Zambezi where people are already practicing that, and they are already having more than one wife in their houses. The relationship that we are having is a polygamy and people should care for each other. There's no one that has to be in argument because there's no one that has to feel special. Now that's now when it comes to that. So that is, it's really, polygamy. We want, it's really as young people, it's because of maybe this, the life that people are living as young men and, because maybe they want to have, it's a way of saying, I want to have a free right to cheat because a lot of people just can't stay with one person, so with one partner. So it's just an excuse to say that, yes, I wish we had polygamy, or I want us to have polygamy. I want us to do this. But it's not easy for you to look at it because you have to think in everything that you do in life. You have to have a budget. You have to have to do your research very well. How will your life look? How will you handle it? Because you have to think about what is ahead of you if you engage yourself in that. If you are in polygamy, what will happen? Because we have to look at this, because most of the time people that really practice polygamy are people that are well off, that are successful, and because they know that they can take care of even more than one wife, even 7, 8, 10 wives, they can take care of them. Because you have people that can even buy houses for their wives, they can buy them cars, they can do this and they can do that. So if you engage in polygamy when you don't even have anything, even your money cannot even sustain you yourself, how will you be able to take care of now the 4 or 3 wives or two wives? One wife is already, you are already finding it difficult just for one wife and a child. And how will you now take care of 2 wives or even 3 wives? Because as I said, in Namibia, those are the, if you search and you read and it says that, in Namibia, we have, they say that, polygamy is legal, but, they say that, the Native Administration Proclamation, 15 of, 1928 permits polygamy as long as you declare it. Imagine that it's of 1928. And this is now, as I said, so, and they say that this is under, customary law. You can marry as many wives, but the only problem is, discriminates. There's discrimination in it. So there's no problem in that. You can marry as many as you want, but that's now under the customary law. So that's how we should understand it. This is under that law. That's why I said we have people, that I don't know now if legal it is really wrong. We have people that have wives in the villages. They marry them and keep them there. They just do their house chores. And sometimes people don't even go there. They just see those people even after 3 years when they just visit anytime they want to visit, or even after a year when they go there just to look at maybe that harvesting time or so. But they also now marry these wives that they marry by law. And they just stay with them in the city. So there are people that are like that. So that is, you have somebody in the village. And especially because there are people that marry people of a different culture, if especially if they want to keep the person that they are having in the village, because they know the person they are married to will not even want to go to the village. And it's difficult for you as a man to even go there. You could just visit there the time you want. You just, because you, maybe you have somebody that doesn't even go to your village, doesn't even like village life, or doesn't go to the farm, depending on the culture where you are from. So we have people that still do that in Namibia. But if you want to have access and you want to be in polygamy, then you have to do it under customary law. That is how it is in Namibia. So we have a lot of countries like South Africa. They practice all the, you know, polygamy. They do polygamy, and but not Namibians really are not really in support of that, because you find when you're in conversation with people, especially young ones, and you speak about polygamy, will you be, because I even remember there was at school, we were talking about polygamy, and it was just a discussion that we had as a class, and we were asked about polygamy, and a lot of things that came out of that were not good. Some, especially men, were more in support of polygamy, but ladies said some things that are very scary. And imagine people are already young at that time back then, and they are already speaking about all those things. So imagine if people put those things in practice, if it was allowed, like by law, like that, for people to marry. You go in a house and you find somebody with five wives that are both wearing rings and they are married. So it's people were saying, especially men were like, no, yes, it's good. At least if we marry more than one wife, we'll be able to help and stop this and prevent patient killing, because now people will, at least if they love one man, they can have access to that one man, and they will not have a problem. They will not now kill each other, because they all have the person they love. But now with women, it was difficult, because some say that I cannot share somebody that I love, because if I love somebody and they should just love me, I will not feel good, and I cannot really have a good relationship with another woman to have to stay with them in the house and have a good relationship with them, because, and others said, if I was the first one that was married, and my husband brings in another wife, and then I cannot take it because now he will give that attention to the new wife. He will be focusing his life more to the new wife. So I'll get ideas of poisoning the wife or poisoning the man, so that if one can have if he can't be with me, then that lady cannot also be with him. So it was really a bad thing, because those are the discussions that it was just a discussion that we had in at school, where we, it's like a debate thing that we had in class. And all those things that came up were not really good. You know, some things when we were listening and we were hearing from what people had to say, especially men, we were looking at them like, okay, well, that's a good idea. We thought that, okay, I mean, when you are looking at it, you'll be like, okay, this really makes sense. Especially when they made that point to say that it will help stop patient killing, and at least now you will not be cheating anymore. You guys are in an understanding, and you are working together on your relationship, and you just be building a relationship. It looks easy because if you look at it in that way, if people were truly in that agreement to say yes, we want to marry to marry one man, it looks easy for somebody to say that, because yes, to say that yes, maybe it can prevent patient killing. But now you are looking at it again, and then you have somebody that says, I will just kill that person, or I can do this and I do this. So if you look at it in that way, you still you think to say, now, okay, you had an idea to say you are going to stop it, but this person is still saying that they are going to do that. So it's like you're not stopping it. It's like you're even encouraging it. So it's really easy to say. We know that the reason why I'm saying that, I'm saying this, is because from the beginning to say that a lot of people that are in polygamy are people that are successful, and because they are able to help their wives out. Now we are looking at the economy, because now polygamy people, we don't just, polygamy is just not legally when we say that when people marry, but we have people that practice polygamy illegally. Let me just say, if you are somebody that is in a relationship and you have a partner, and you're already having secret girlfriends, and you have a lot of them. You're already in a lot of relationships, not only with one person, and you're doing it in secret. And you already have a responsibility of helping them out with a lot of things. This one is demanding for money to do their hair, to buy their makeup, to buy their clothes, to buy them a phone. This one is demanding for you to help them with taxi money, to go to school and do this and do this. This one is asking you to help her with rent money. This one is asking you to help with paying their her school fee. And then now you have all those responsibility on you. So it's like you're also practicing polygamy if you are one person that is already in a lot of relationships. And this is when we are talking about now the economy as well. We are the people that are complaining a lot, when it comes to the economy. We complain a lot and we say that, we need this, we did this, and now we cannot even succeed. We're having businesses, but, it's not really running the way it should. And, we are not making a lot of money the way we should. So now if you have all those relationships as one person, and you have, now they are giving you a lot of responsibility, plus your own responsibilities, then plus theirs that they are putting on your shoulders. You're looking at the economy with your business that you're saying it's already not booming the way it should. It's not really succeeding the way you want it to. It's not running the way you want it to. So if you have this, and then you have to take certain amount of money from your business to help out all the girlfriends, because apparently you love all of them. Is it really okay? You can love all of the people, but now how will you think? How do you think? What will you do in life? You are going to grow one day. Are you going to choose one? Or you are, that's why a lot of people choose to stay single, because they wish they were in polygamy and they could just marry all the people. But how are you going to do it? That's why we need to sort out our lives already now, because if you are the person that is always complaining about the economy, if you involve yourself in this, I call it a secret polygamy that we are doing, you cannot succeed in life. What will you do? You will not move. You will not go anywhere. if you are the person that is complaining about the economy, if you want to build an economy, you have to really have make research and do plans and have plans about what you really want in your life. Because if you stay and you continue to have a life that is, you know, depending on, you are always, I mean, having a lot of people that are depending on you, and you really want to fulfill all their desire, fulfill all their dreams, you are not the right person to complain about the economy. Because if you see the economy the way it is, you're supposed to plan on how you should save your money and how you should really plan out your life. You need a lot of things. You have a lot of things that you need. And with when we were talking yesterday, you don't know. There is hope, yes, for the economy to change, but you don't know how many years or how long will it take for the economy to be the way you want it to be. So you really need to focus on your life, rather than, you know, it's really easy for you to satisfy what your body wants. But when the consequences come and the difficulties come and all this, you don't know how to even handle it. You don't know how to go about it. So if you want to have a lot of wives, you want to have a lot of girlfriends, maybe some people go to the extent to even go, you know, through the customary law just for them to be able to have access to even 2 to 4 wives. So if you can stay with, you know, in some cultures, it's wrong already for you to stay with your partner, apparently under one roof, because you have to get married by law. So, but if now customary allows it that you can have all those wives under your roof. So we have a lot of people that rather go to the customary law just for them to have access to all those wives. So, but okay, you can have them now, as you say, it says that you can have more than 4 wives, you know, under one roof. But now looking at the economy, that's what we are now also focusing more on, is the economy. How will you be able, because now you're going to have a lot of people, depression is going to come in, because you have to think of the consequences that will come with that. There will be depression. Some people will even get tired and just commit suicide, because if they are not able to feed, you are going to have children. They will be uneducated just because, you are not able to send them to grade school. A child can go to primary school, but what happens when they go to, higher education? What will you do? How will you be able to pay for them? You have there's a lot of books that are needed for you to buy. And especially from the beginning already, as I said, that there's diapers, there's all those things. Sometimes, the wives are not now eating well, you need to buy, milk, powdered milk for them. How will you be able to do that? We also have to look at all those things. It doesn't matter. You can go on the other side and go to say that, okay, I'm just going to customary law, and then I just get all these wives, as long as I don't, and when I can be in the city, and then I just go back there, I can visit my wives and just have them. As long as I have 4 wives under one roof, I'm just okay. So it's easy really to say that, but to want that because of maybe the, you know, the desires of our bodies and what we want. But we have to always think with the economy. Are we able to sustain? Are we able to feed? Or are we coming? Are we starving? Are we going to starve the people in their houses? Let me quickly go for a short break, and then I'll be right back to take calls. And before I go for a short break, let me just give out the number. The number in studio is 0833-66091. That's our number in studio, and you can be part of this discussion. 0833-66091.
Are you struggling to get through to the studio? Well, send us a message on our SMS line on 1040.
SMSs cost $5 Namibian.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0. Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz.
Welcome back. The time is now 33 minutes past 12 and that you are still listening to Keeping Track right here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station with Juliana here. And if you just tuned in, we are talking about polygamy. You know, polygamy, having more than one spouse or wife. You can have more than four wives living under the same roof with you. So that's what we're just talking about. And we were speaking now to say that with the economy that we are having, and with the young people saying a lot of things about them having at least one wife, or they should just be allowed to have more girlfriends. So already you are practicing already. There are people that are already having responsibility of they live a polygamy life, as we said from the beginning. People that are already having even five girlfriends, and they have to fulfill all the desires and the needs of all those people. They are already busy doing that. And now we are saying that you have an economy that you are complaining about. How will you be able to sustain all those people? How will you be able to feed them? How will you be able to really keep up with that? How long do you think you can go with that? So that's what we're talking about. And the number in studio to be part of this discussion, because we are just trying so that certain things, when they come in, we already, at least we have it to encourage people, because we have to, there are people that do not know about certain things when it comes. You have to know about advantages. You must have to think about things that are good that can come out of that. And you have to know about the bad things that can come out of that as well. You have to really think about that, because we have a lot of people now that are failing to support their families, failing to support their parents, their loved ones, just because of their girlfriends that they have, or wives that they have. And they cannot support any other person anymore. And they will say it's the economy, but yet they still have enough to support their wives. Well, I see that, I don't know if it, there was network there, but I was, okay, well. Eagle FM, hello.
Oh, Madam Julia, good afternoon.
Afternoon, how are you, sir?
Fine, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so it means that it is regarded as sometimes in some culture, African culture,
mm-hmm.
we are used to that tradition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That practice. So when you have more wives, you have a bigger family. The more the family, the more the bigger family, the more wealth you have.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need this economic stress,
mm-hmm.
so depression, you can still make it, because you have more family,
mm-hmm.
you have more heads in the family. So when you have children, it's an investment, inheritance from God. So, and it's just that the only problem is that people are not normalizing that, and I don't know why. So when you have two wives or more than one,
mm-hmm.
it does not mean that it is because of the economic recession or whatever, then you will be poor. No?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe from the beginning, from the basic, you can be struggling, but children are actually they are rich. When you have children, you are rich. Maybe it's just a matter of knowing how to manage those conflicts. They might happen,
mm-hmm.
but they might not happen. Just the way you have your own single wife, your couple, this couple, how do you avoid the confrontation? So you just put the principle in there, the values, the guidance, everything, so that people respect each other. Is not so. If our customer law allows that, who are we to just impress the Dutch law,
mm-hmm.
the Roman Dutch law? and then where we are living our own thing. Because in the past, for example, let's say now you are giving an example of a field in the north.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one here, you have one there, the one who does not want to go to the north and plow or do some other work, even you as a man, you only go there sometimes you come back. So how you balance up and distribute the resources there, it depends on how capable, how competent you are, both of you with your partners.
Mm.
I don't think it's wrong, because it's always very difficult, because once, you know, when they say the marriage are not stable here, they always give you the reason, you hear the reason why they want to put on a divorce, because he's denying me my conjugal right. So meaning that person might be having Tamboroto somewhere outside there.
Mm-hmm.
I get me?
Mm-hmm.
That's Kamboroto. And that Kamboroto is not recognized because you are using the Roman Dutch law. But if you use our customer law, and then nobody will be bothering you, I believe. So it's only that our courts, our judicial system, somehow discriminate against the customer law.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Maybe you just need to harmonize those laws so that they can speak the same language.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize the customer marriage so that there will be no confusion.
Well, sir, but do you think now with the kind of life that people are living, the young ones now, the what we believe in now and the modern, people always believe about having one partner. Do you think that it's really easy for people, even if you talk to your wife, to say that you guys must respect each other, you must do what you do? Do you think, do you really think people are going to have an agreement? They can agree maybe, but do you really think they're going to keep up with that, to really respect each other?
Who does not want to respect, whoever doesn't want to respect one another,
mm-hmm.
just deal with that situation just the way you are dealing with it now. So if that person wants to fight the other one, then the laws, the provision of the law is there, whether it's customer law or Roman Dutch law, you apply them so that you dissolve those conflicts that are there. So it's all about how your ability to manage those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I know jealousy will come in there, and some of them feel deprived. But if you are a really man, and then you get a woman who are also understandable, able to understand and forbear one another, then what is wrong with that? If the person wants to walk out because of that, then let the person walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you, sir.
Okay, brother.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it there. The time is now 41 minutes past 12. And you are still listening to Keeping Track right here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station, with Juliana here. And if you just tuned in, we are talking about polygamy. And you heard the caller there saying, apparently, if it's not, there's no problem if you are having, you know, you're having polygamy, you have more than one wife, as long as you speak to them, apparently, and they understand each other and they have to respect each other. So now, okay, we are talking and to say that, you know, when it comes to polygamy, we are all having feelings that are different. We know that you can get attached to one person, and you can form a strong bond with somebody, and that you cannot have with somebody else. So what will happen if the husband, because now this is all up to the husband, because if the wives are just having one person, they have no control to say that I'll keep this person to myself. But what will happen now if a husband decides to say that, well, they get connected to one person more, to one wife more, and they're always now with that wife. And then it brings in jealousy among the other wives. And, you know, what the, those wives can plot something against the two of you, because now it's like the person is, you are married to five wives, but you are only having a relationship with one. So the other four are left out. So when they feel that, because those things happen, a person, that's why you find that people are always just having one partner, is those things, because people create and find a strong bond that they connect, they get connected to one, to each other. So if that happens, those are the kind of things that you have to look at, because even before you agree, even as a woman, for you to agree to have, there are people, there are women right now in relationships that are not, they are not even married yet. It's just relationships. And somebody tells you that, no, you're not my only girlfriend. I have these other two girlfriends, but I love both of you guys. I just love you equally. So as long as we are happy, then it's just okay. I'll do anything that you want. If you ask me to do something, I'll just do it for you. If they ask me to do something, I'll do it for them. So that's how we have to do it. We live that way. If you guys want us to have peace, there are people that are being told that in relationships, and they are just cool with it. But sometimes it's not that people are cool with the relationship. They are just cool with whatever they are getting. There are people that are just cool. As long as they are getting what they want, then they are fine. They are just cool. That's it. So you have to look at and think about all those things. It's the same as if you enter into, you enter into a relationship with a married person that is married to one partner, and they tell you that, no, you were supposed to be the one that I could have married, but they just that if I met you first, I could have married you. All those things. And sometimes there are people that will manage to break those marriages, and they get married to those people. So do you think that person, if he did that once with you, he can get somebody else again and get you out? So there are people that do not have, they do, you know, it, polygamy is actually when you declare it that you are in a polygamy relationship, as I said, and you guys stay under one roof. But there are people that I think practice it illegally, because there are people that are aware that this person is in a relationship, but yet they are still cool with coming into that relationship and being there, even if the person is still there. They don't care, as long as that's why you have men that leave their houses to stay at least even years or months with somebody else that they are not married. They are not legally married. This one that is legally married to them, but this one is just somebody that they are seeing, or even two or three people that they bought places, either flats, houses for them, but they still go there. And people are cool with that, and they are aware. They even know, they set times to say that, don't call me this time, my wife is around. I will call you, don't call me, I'll do this. And there are instructions that are given out there. And those are people, they just don't want to declare that they want to be in a polygamy relationship or marriage, but they just do it illegally. They just do it in secret. Because if you are somebody that has to tell somebody, and even some wives, they are told that, no, yes, I'm having somebody out there, but they are cool with it. They are just quiet, and people do all those things. Houses and marriages, there's a lot of secrets that happen. So all these things that is happening, we all have to think about, because now we have, as I was talking to say that about when it comes to polygamy and then the economy, we have a lot of people that destroy each other because of that. If there's no money, there's no food, there will not be peace. We all know just that. If two people that are already married, just two, you are married to just one person, and you can't already have peace with just your wife or your husband, if there's no money, there's no bread on the table, there's no food, there's nothing, there will be no peace in that house. So if you take now the stress of five, people get tired. These things, we look at it in this way. As I said, only successful people that know and they have everything and they know they can support their wives and their children, those are the people that can maybe talk about polygamy. But if people just want polygamy just because of your desires that you want in life, it's not easy for you to keep all those people. If there's no food, the stress of all those people, if you have five wives or four wives, if they put that whole stress on you and there's no food, there's nothing, they're stressed, some will walk away. And if they walk away, and as you love all of them, maybe the one that you had a bond with walks away from you, or all of them now decide to leave you, all these things. So, or maybe they don't leave, but they keep on putting their pressure on you, and the stress grows, and it's a problem now. Every day you are hearing all these things and all that. So it's going to create a lot of problems where you are going to go into those depression. You are going to think a lot. You are going to do certain things. And sometimes you think of harming yourself. So you were thinking that you want to support somebody, but and then you end up destroying them. You end up dying just because of what you brought upon yourself. Or somebody kills themselves just because you're not able to support them. Or they kill themselves just because you have created a bond with somebody more than them, and that you forget about them and they're just there. So you think you are really, there are people that say, no, I'm just marrying this, I want to marry all this because I want to, take people away out of the street. I want to take this woman from the street. I want to help people come out of poverty. I just want to help them. It's good to do that, but you can do that because you feel it's good and you want to do that and you want to help them out of poverty. But now you have people that will not be understanding. You can get somebody in that marriage that is not really in understanding. There are people that just want to have a bond with you. And it can be that they have that strong bond with you, but you don't have it with them. So they will think of certain things that they can do. So it's really not easy. You want to help. Sometimes you do those things because you are just maybe good. You are a good person and you just want to help people out. But are they willing to be helped? That's the question. There are people that are not willing to be helped. They want to help, but you can't even help them. So that's what you have to look at. So we like doing, because people are seeing certain things that are happening. Yes, as I said, countries are different, cultures are different, because in most African countries, there is a polygamy that is always being practiced. So if we say that we bring that now, it's really... if it's customary, yes, you have to be to do that. Go to the customary law to do that. But if it say that it's not by law, you know already the, what the consequences will come if you are found married to all those wives. So that's try to do certain things just because you love apparently all the people. You know, you have a certificate. You know it's not possible for you to go and have... and sign to have two documents or three documents that says that you are married, you know, marriage certificates that show that, okay, you are married to three people, you are married to what. There's nothing like that. So you know it's not possible. So if you want and you know that it's possible, where you go there where it is possible, and know that you maybe can do it. Even when it comes to customary law, when we're talking about traditionally now, that people that want to do polygamy, most people that are always married into polygamies are people that are also traditionally, you know, they are rich. They have cattle, they have goats, they have all these things. They have farms, they have all these things. Still, because they know they can sustain. It's all about you able to, because everything, polygamy has to do with the economy. You have to have the money. You have to have what you do. You have to do something that you do. Just for you to be able to keep all those people, you have to give them what they need. And that's why a lot of people understand that, yes, even traditional customary law understands already that you must have this and have this in order for you to be able to feed. Are you able to keep them? Are you able to feed? Are you able to sustain them? Are you able to help them out? That is how it has to be. So you cannot just jump to say that you don't have anything and you just want to say that, no, I want to have all those wives just because of the desires of the body. You just want to fulfill and satisfy yourself, but you don't know, you are not able to fulfill the needs of the people that you are married to, and the children that are coming. There will be a lot of demands. So you must always look at the demands that will come with what you want. So are you able to give into those demands? Are you able to do that? That's what you have to ask yourself. Because we have a lot of people, as I said, we spoke, I had somebody that, went through depression. You know, this, it's already difficult, as I said, for one person to have a relationship. Just one relationship is already difficult, not even marriage. And if somebody gave money to somebody just to help them out, to the girlfriend to just help them out, and they decide to just run away with their money and then disappear on them. And if somebody can already get ideas of killing themselves just because it's a huge amount of money that they helped out and they're supposed to be given back, now the person is nowhere to be found. What will happen now when you are not able to help a lot of people? And especially if you impregnate all the four wives, or maybe three of them in the five wives that you got married to, and you have them demanding all those kind of things. And if you know already a pregnant woman cannot stay hungry, a baby cannot stay hungry, they will just die. So all these things you know. So are you able to really, are you ready for all those things? Are you ready for all those challenges that will come with the polygamy that you want? You want all those wives, but the question is always just there. It will continue to be there. If you are ready, are you ready to do what they want you to do? And you have family members now, again, of all those wives that you married. And there's a lot of events that happen. It can be funerals, it can be weddings, it can be birthdays, it can be Christmas, whatever parties that family members throw, you guys have to be there. Now you go there with the whole family. Depending on the distance where your wives are from, and you have petrol that you have to put in the car, so you have to take something to those parties. You have in-laws that may be sick, and you need to support. You need all these things. People are also looking at you when you are married now into a family, or you married all those people. So you have to support each and every one of them in whatever they do, because everywhere you have to treat them equally. If you want them to respect each other, you have to do and fulfill all those things. So are you ready to do all those things? Those are the questions that you have to ask yourself. Yes, because now we are looking at this because we want to at least do something that will help with the economy. As you know, yesterday we say that you can feel the economy in your pocket or your wallet. You are the one that can feel it yourself, and you know how it is for you. So one can say that, no, I'm cool here, because they know and they are managing and they are budgeting and they are doing research and they are doing their lives and they have plans that they do for their lives. But you, if you just decide to jump into something because you are able to, or you are given that open platform to say, yes, you can do it. And then you feel like, yes, I can just jump into it because I can do it. And then when you're going to say later on, you are not able to handle it and you cannot come out of it, you cannot withdraw out of it, and you already have connections with those people, their bonds are there, you have children, you have all these things, you cannot do anything about it. You just have to work hard and you have to push yourself to get yourself on that, to stand on your two feet and say that, okay, I'm the man of the house and I have, because all of them, all the five that you marry, it will come to you and they will look at you and they say, we want this, we want this, we want this, we want. Everyone comes in with their demands and you have to fulfill all those demands. That's why we say, we believe, because maybe polygamy is for just the people that have succeeded, that have made it in life, and they, because they are able to help, but it's not for everyone. Customary, still, you have to be rich, you have to be richer. Traditionally, you have to have all what you have, you can have. Kettles, goats, have, you know, a lot of farms, and then you must generate, you may be able to generate a lot of crops that will be able to feed. You are maybe selling to people, you are selling to this so that at least you have money. That's why people come to you and they know that, okay, when I'm here, I'll not never go hungry. I'll not have problems. I will just be cool because everything is there that I need is here. That's how it has to be. People have to see that, okay, well, whatever I need is here and I will not suffer in life. So you cannot marry, if it's already for one, you cannot marry one person just to even make them suffer. You can't marry somebody to make them go hungry. So that's why everything that people do, they do it just to, you know, looking at the economy based on their wallets, that what is in there because of what they are feeling in their wallets, what they are feeling in their banks, because people know that, okay, well, here the economy has really hit me hard. And it will take me time to get back on my feet again. So people know that and they see that. So that's what they do. They have to do whatever is good for them. And if it will build their economy, you can't say, you can't complain of the economy and then you do something that will drain you out of now your economy. They will drain, it will drain everything of that you speak of the economy. So you have to think in everything that you do before you do, before you take three girlfriends, before you take four wives, before you take all those maybe 10 or 15 even wives, you have to think of what how your economy looks. How does your bank look? How does your wallet look? That's what you have to think of before you engage yourself in all these things. So everything that you do, if you are complaining about the economy now, you have to think carefully and you have to budget, you have to do research and then stand on your ground. And do focus on the things that will build your economy, that will also help build the economy of the country. And you support people in order for them to also have a great economy of their own. If they are selling something, support them. And you create also something that you people can support, because people cannot support you on one thing and then it cannot be just on hand and mouth, and you feel they give you something and it's just for feeding and it's just for eating just today. You have to think of something that will sustain you for a whole, for your whole lifetime. That's how it has to be. Well, with that being said, I see that we have a few seconds before to one. So that's our time. And we will be handing over now to the colleagues back there in Minduka. They are going to bring you the latest news that is on the radar. So stay tuned for your afternoon news. From me, Juliana, I'm just going to sign out and say have a good one.